I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Globalization and the Great Commission are crossing paths in Hong Kong. Pierre Husni of Horizons International.
Converts from Islam to Christianity have found safe haven there. So we've actually been in touch with Saudi believers or other believers from a Muslim background who have sought a safe haven in Hong Kong.
This summer, Horizons International Asia is teaching local Christians in Hong Kong how to understand and reach their Muslim neighbors. Horizons International operates under the belief that every person and every community are called to fulfill the Great Commission. Please pray for Horizons International as it mobilizes believers to reach the Muslim world for Christ in Hong Kong. And working together is a critical factor on the mission field. To ensure strong teamwork, effective communication is a must. Door International is developing a database to show which deaf ministries are working in different locations around the world. Door President Rob Meyer says the information helps streamline ministry efforts.
So this helps solve duplication of effort. It helps solve issues where one group may have resources and another group may need them but are totally unaware of them. It may also help to lay out strategy in terms of areas of countries or areas of people groups where there currently is no ministry and one group may not have the opportunity to go there, but may encourage another group to begin to train up a leader.
Work as a team with DOOR. You can start at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. The deaf have long been ignored and overlooked, and they're one of the largest unreached people groups in the world. That's why this month, Deaf Bible Society offers a special guide to help advocate bringing the gospel to the deaf in their unique sign languages. And they're inviting you to make an eternal difference. We can connect you. Just look for the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.